As I watch the first part of the tape, I can't help but notice how self-contained I am as a six-year-old, not playing to the camera at all, wholly involved in whatever I'm doing at the moment. This comes as something of a personal revelation. Given my family reputation for childhood extroversion and relentless precocity at school, home, and in social situations, I'd always assumed that much of this was for effect, that I harbored an intense desire for attention and acceptance. At first glance, the tape supports this assessment. I mean, I'm very busy with all the activities I'd heard about, drawing, reading book after book, brandishing an oversized fishing net like a drum major's baton as I lead my parents on a bullfrog hunt, and my favorite, riding my bike across a vibrant green lawn, my left hand gripping the handlebar, my right dangling a fat and writhing garter snake. On closer inspection, however, it's clear that all these antics were done for nobody's benefit but my own. First and foremost, I am a boy out to entertain myself, completely undisturbed by the presence of the lens. It is plain from these scenes that in many ways who I am is who I always was. So the question is then not how did I get this way, but how did I stay this way? The answer is I'm not sure that I did. Along the way came distractions and self-doubt, detours and adjustments. But the tape tells me that the adult I am today has more in common with the kid on the bike than the person I was in between. It's gratifying to know that I somehow found my way back, and it's bracing to realize that my Parkinson's diagnosis played an important part in leading me there.